The History of Podcasting. Listen to the interview.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's Media Journal. In the studio today, we've got media expert Jeff Torres. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
We would like to talk about podcasts, and especially the history of podcasts.
Right. For starters, a podcast is, for example, a radio program that is stored in a digital form. You can download it from the internet and play it on a computer, an MP3 player or smartphone.
Does it always have to be a radio program?
No, it doesn't. It can also be done privately by all kinds of people who would like to share their stories.
One more question before we talk about the history of podcasts. What does the word podcast mean?
It's a combination. Take the word iPod and broadcast and you get podcast.
All right, then. Let's talk about the history of podcasting. When did it all start?
Podcasting was first known as audio blogging, and it goes back to the 1980s. With the rise of broadband internet and portable digital audio playback devices, for example, the iPod, podcasting became successful around 2004.
Do you know why people thought of this idea?
Well, podcasting is a way to share information, but not as a text. It's all about the audio content. Podcasts are similar to radio programs, but they're audio files. As a listener, you can play them whenever you want to.
Honestly, Jeff, are there really any actual podcasts out there?
Absolutely. Today, there are more than 125,000 English language podcasts available on the internet and lots of websites for distribution at little or no cost to the producer or listener.
Wow, that is a lot.
I've got even more numbers for you. According to one study from 2018, 42 million US Americans above the age of 12 listen to podcasts at least once a week.
Really? So podcasting isn't history.
No, absolutely not. It's hipper than ever before.
Okay, well, thanks for coming to the studio. This show will be available as a podcast on our website.